Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we need a new rule. There have been so many alligator attacks lately down specifically around the Florida area. Mm-hmm. Why are we allowing groups of people to go kayaking during baby season? Like, we know the moms are nesting, the babies are in the water. Why are we still allowing, like, companies to take large groups of people out onto the water? Let's start there.
Well, what activities are you? I mean, alligators are freshwater. Yeah.
Anything that would bring you amphibians into the water at this specific juncture should be frowned upon.
But we need to ban dog walking, fishing,
golfing.
Well, now you're just being ridiculous.
Great point, Samuel. Mm-hmm.
A woman is going to have massive reconstructive surgery in her future, Sam, after nearly losing her entire arm in an alligator attack while kayaking with her husband on vacation. And I'll remind you, we just had another woman die this same way a few weeks ago.
You can't stop stupid.
No. A woman visiting Florida with her husband nearly lost her arm when she was bitten by an alligator while kayaking. A second kayaker who jumped in to try to save her only managed to get away by plunging his fingers into the alligator's eyes. The 64-year-old and her husband were with a group of 20 people kayaking on Tiger Creek in Polk County a few weeks ago, okay? Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, she felt something bump up against her paddle. Pictures show that paddle, by the way, completely snapped in half next to the alligator that's about 9 feet long. Alligator then tips the woman's kayak. She goes overboard, screams, "There's an alligator on my arm." Husband is trying to get her on top of his kayak. Okay, I'm sorry. Have you ever been in a kayak? They're tippy. You don't want to be in a kayak when an alligator is attacking you.
I was on a kayak for 2.5 hours on Sunday.
There were no alligators.
I can't even stand up to get out of that thing without tipping over. When you're fighting for your life, the alligator is going to win every single time.
No, I had assistance from a 16-year-old young man.
Oh, yeah. So she falls in. Alligator will not let go. Another kayaker, 40 yards away, David Morse, runs over to help her. The alligator then chomps down on his life vest and pulls him underwater. He gouges the gator's eyes, gets his footing, takes his vest off. The alligator just swims off, vest in mouth. Mm. She suffered injuries so severe to her right upper forearm, none of the news stations will even show the injury. It's too graphic.
I can imagine not.
It's too graphic.
If you want to go kayaking, go to Colorado.
They did trap and kill the alligator.
See, I hate that. First of all, a handful of questions here. Did the alligator do anything other than be an alligator?
Unprovoked alligator attacks are rare, quoting here from some alligator expert person. But it is mating and nesting season.
How do they know it was the right alligator?
Quoting here, if you walked out back and you're sitting in your lawn chair and all of a sudden a parade of 20 people just walked through your backyard, you're going to feel like you need to defend your space. When a female has her babies, they are extremely defensive, highly protective, because they have to protect their babies from male gators as well.
That's right.
Which is why I said, why are we allowing anyone in the water during breeding season.
Well, again, I say then we need to ban golfing and fishing and walking dogs because a lot of the communities in Florida have these retainer ponds in their neighborhoods, and alligators flock to them. I mean, we just saw the story a couple of, I think it was like a year ago.
Oh, with the woman walking her dog.
Where the woman was walking her dog. Her dog was attacked by the alligator. She went to defend her dog, and then she became dinner.
Something you might not know about the alligator, because every time I see them, they're just sunning themselves, or they're barely moving in the water.
They're trying to lure you in.
I did not realize until I saw that shocking video involving that poor 70-something-year-old woman who lost her life, that not only can, when they train in on something like a small dog from the water, they can swim like 100 miles an hour. That gator was going so fast. And then if you guys know the swim stroke, the butterfly swim stroke in swimming, the gator is just flying toward that dog. And the woman is just walking, walking. She's not even paying attention. Mm-hmm. Just walking her dog. How they get up and get you is as they are coming out of the water, they don't just walk out. That thing is swimming, and then all of a sudden with both arms, well, like in a butterfly stroke.
They're tiny little. They're like T-Rex arms.
It goes flying up and out of the water like it's some sort of villain in a superhero movie, and it's on you and you're dead. I did not know that's what they did.
Well, that gigantic tail is a huge motor.
Well, they're not slow on land. They can keep up with traffic on null.
They
can go 35 miles an hour on land.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. I have seen multiple gators in my time golfing down south in the golf with my dad, mm-hmm. down in the Gulf, G-U-L-F. And they don't really move. They just hang out. But during this time when they are mating and they are nesting, there are signs everywhere that say, do not
go near the water.
Go in for a golf ball, or you will go in with 10 fingers and come out with nubs.
Or you'll go in with 10 fingers and not come out.
Right. There's signs everywhere that say during this time. And so I'm just asking with the kayaking, why would they just say now is not the time to go into water in Florida on a kayak?
Now, they do say that if you're being chased by an alligator on land,
run in an S curve.
Well, you should make sharp turns. Yeah. They always say zigzag, but if you go back and forth, you just came right back in front of the alligator.
You're just making his job that much easier.
Yeah. So let's make a sharp right and then dart and then, don't do a perfect
zigzag.
Maybe keep
moving right.
But they cannot turn very quickly. They can go forward very quickly.
So I happened upon this story earlier today because he's just not a good person. I'm sure over the last 10 years, a lot of you have wondered, I wonder whatever happened to Anthony Weiner. Today is election day, primary day in New York City. And Andrew Cuomo is getting all of the attention because he is leading in the Democratic primary, and they have ranked order voting in New York. So whoever wins the primary tonight doesn't automatically go on to the general. I think it's the top three or something, because there's like 18,000 people running for mayor of New York. So they have ranked order voting, and Andrew Cuomo's getting all the headlines because he is, he had a scandal several years ago and he's making his political comeback. Anthony Weiner is running for the New York City Council.
Oh, okay.
He is vying for one of Manhattan's city council seats.
His ex-wife, Huma Abedin, who is extremely accomplished, beautiful, brilliant young woman, was married a week ago. Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And you asked, how do they know, Scott, that they killed the correct alligator? There's meat in his mouth, and it's her arm.
Well, why didn't he eat the arm?
They shred you with those teeth. There is a very graphic photo by the Polk County Sheriff's Department, and the alligator is sitting up on a boat, and part of her arm is still in his mouth.
It's a female alligator. It's fur mouth.
She was protecting her young.
And that is why you shouldn't euthanize an animal just because they hurt or kill a human being. They're not vampires. Once they get the taste of blood.
Is that an old wives' tale?
It is most certainly an old wives' tale. The alligator now has a taste for blood. The alligator tastes blood every day because they kill something every day. And it just drives me crazy. Like if a bison, charges at some human and runs them over or gores them or whatever, and then they go and kill the bison. It's your fault that you got killed.
I will say this. If you run a company that takes groups of people out onto kayaks during mating season, I feel like there's not an umbrella policy large enough
probably
for you.
Probably not.
Like, you just should know if you live in Florida. Because they were visiting. Yeah. They're probably from Minnesota or something. They don't know. Is it mating season? I don't know.
I understand.
How many times is death by alligator listed in that waiver?
Probably in really small print at the bottom.
It's probably in very large print at the top.
Do you enjoy both arms attached?
Well, you know, and I'll tell you right now, ignorance is not an excuse.
But the companies, if they are taking tourists out, should know better.
Well, should they say, I mean, because
this— No, if you want to go out and see an alligator, you don't have to do it in a kayak.
Well, I bet she didn't want to see an alligator.
Vessel that is prone to tip. Yeah. You say, look, during mating season, during breeding season, we are going to use fan boats or anything but a kayak.
Well, but I think the reason that she was in the kayak was not to see an alligator. I bet she just wanted to kayak down Tiger Creek
or beautiful.
Whatever you said it was. And, you know, but if you get your arm bitten off by an alligator or you get run over by a bison, or a moose charges you, or a bear eats you in the woods, that's your fault, not the animal's
fault. It's their territory, I think, is the better way to say it. You are in their home.
Yes, you are, but also all they're doing is what they know to do. You know, they just know to be a bear, or a bison, or a moose, or an alligator. And to your point, you're in their territory. And, you know, they're obviously not as smart as humans, but sometimes humans can be really dumb. And if you're kayaking in Florida in fresh water, there is a chance. Or, you know, if you're golfing, and I know they like to put water hazards on golf courses, mm-hmm. even in Florida. If you're golfing and you get too close to the water and an alligator decides that you look pretty tasty this afternoon, that's your fault.
From the text line, note to self, when playing golf in Florida, always bring someone I can outrun.
That is correct.
We're out kayak.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What was Grayson doing on the hotline?
So he called in because you had asked why the alligator did not eat the arm. He lived for a time in Florida. He knows a thing or two about alligators.
Okay.
And he says that alligators will not eat fresh meat.
Gross!
They are known to do their death roll.
Right.
And then whatever their dinner is going to be, they store it under a log for it to no longer be fresh.
To cure, if you will.
Yeah.
Gross.
And then they like consume rotten their
meat.
Dinner.
They like rotten meat over fresh meat?
They do not eat fresh meat.
Huh.
Thank you, John Grayson.
Oh.
Could have gone all day without knowing that.
Well, now you know.
Thank you.
You're smarter for
that.
913-586-7798. Jay in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. So when I was in junior high, and let's be honest, junior high boys are very dumb by default. We had some family friends that moved to Florida on a golf course, and we would go down and visit them each summer. And each summer, he and I, my buddy and I, would put on our swimming trunks and literally go wade out into the water hazards all over that golf course to feel and find for golf balls that golfers had hit there. Well, the water there is very brackish, so you can't see worth a darn. And so we would just go all in, feeling with our feet and our hands and with a pair of goggles and just fish out golf balls for a couple hours a day.
And where was this?
I looked back. What?
Where was this?
Oh, this is in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, my
word.
I'm
not going to lie. Like, it is an absolute miracle that neither one of us got munched or flat-out killed by those suckers. And I don't know why we did it. I mean, we just, you know, we're dumb boys. And, when you know, and again, you can't see through the water. So you're jumping into brackish brown water, can't see worth a darn, just feeling blindly for whatever's on the bottom, and then hoping you find golf balls.
Jay,
the dumbest
you
thing
I've
ever done.
You and your buddies are lucky you're still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or at least lucky we have an arm or two arms and two legs.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, don't be dumb.
Right on, man. Dave in Liberty. Dave, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Like I was telling Sam, if you think about it, the construct of a kayak looks very similar to an alligator if you're looking at it from underwater. So if you're in a 7-foot kayak and you've got a 9-foot alligator, he may be thinking, or she may be thinking, that it's another alligator encroaching on the territory. And either A, if you can't make love to it, B, you might as well try to eat it.
Well, all right. All right, Dave.
Did you just snort laugh at your own joke?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Kenny in South Kansas City. Hello.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, so in June of next year, this time next year, we're taking 22 scouts and parents down to a high adventure camp called Swamp Base, and we do a 70-mile week-long canoe trip through the swamps of Louisiana.
Voluntarily?
Yeah, we pay to do it.
Oh. Why?
And it's a high adventure camp. So you go through, you canoe like 15 to 20 miles a day. You camp out. They have floating campsites that you stay on. And, yeah.
Do they have alligators in Louisiana?
They do. That's actually one of the big things. I was laughing when you said it's probably in big, bold letters on the first page. It is in big bold letters on the first page when you look at the paperwork.
Yeah, I've done the gator tour, Kenny, but we've done it. And looking back, I wonder if this was the greatest parental choice, but we did it in a fan boat. And the fan boats are low to the water, Scott. They're like this. Like, what is this?
I've seen them.
Like 10, 12 inches. About a foot. You know, you don't dangle your hand in the water, but you do get, you know, those are metal bottom boats. You do get up closer than I would be comfortable with if you told me you were taking my children. I mean, I made them sit right in the middle, and we fed them marshmallows.
Kenny, I'll be honest with you, man. I was in scouting as a kid. We went scouting in Texas all the time, and we were young and dumb, and we would go, you know, tip over rocks looking for snakes and scorpions and stuff like that. But if, and I get the high adventure camp idea, and it sounds cool, but I would not let my kid go on that trip.
That sounds awesome.
The floating tent. Is that what he said? Floating tent?
Camp. Floating campsites.
What does that mean?
Or I'm assuming...
A floating tent?
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Sign me up.
Wake up next to something with a long tail and big teeth. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, CNN is reporting that they have sources that say that the early U.S. intelligence suggests that the strikes in Iran did not destroy Iran's nuclear sites. So this is breaking news. CNN reporting that early U.S. intel suggests that the strikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear sites.
The satellite images are pretty wild, though.
True, but...
Three massive holes in the side of the mountain?
Yeah, but... And as I asked, I think it was either yesterday... Yeah, it had to have been yesterday. With when we had Commander Jesse Reed on, you know... If it's not for nefarious purposes, whatever uranium you're centrifuging or whatever the words are, why are you doing it 300 feet under a mountain?
Well, and also if we were to think that they wouldn't have moved their uranium after
which
Israel had asked for
and there
the
is,
big bomb.
And there is evidence that they did.
Yeah.
I believe they said, I was listening to somebody yesterday, 400 kilograms of uranium that they think was taken out of that site 2 days prior to the U.S. strike. They had, I believe it was 16 tractor trailers parked outside. Now, they're not putting couches in that. So what are they putting in it? And if you're not spinning this uranium, enriching the uranium to make it weapons grade, which is 90%, then why do you have to do it underneath a mountain? And as soon as you can answer that question, I'm going to believe that they were just doing it for peaceful purposes.
Trying to build up their nuclear energy?
Underground?
Yeah.
All the other sites were above ground. Why did this one have to be underground?
Oh.
Well, I think we know the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, give me a break. Anyway. If we learn anything else, we will bring it to you, but the early United States intelligence assessments suggesting that the strikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear sites. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I have a run, do not walk.
Yeah?
Now, Sam, you can't watch it because it's on Netflix. It is called Straw.
As in, I'm drinking a soda through a straw.
Right. And I still don't know why the movie is called Straw. It has nothing to do with straws or a straw playing a major role in the movie. I will just tell you this very quickly. It is about a hardworking single mom who has a really bad day. Really bad. Anything that could go wrong in her life goes wrong. She ends up, and I use this term in air quotes, accidentally robbing a bank.
I'm sorry. I thought you said she accidentally robbed a bank.
Right. And then, and I'm not going to give anything else out except this one thing. There are two endings to the movie. I've never seen a movie with two endings. And I'll just leave it at that. And T and I were sitting there kind of staring like, well, what am I supposed to think about that? It's very good. Don't ask me who's in it. Nobody I've ever seen in a movie before.
By the way, last straw or straw that broke the camel's back is why it's called Straw.
Got it. She's on her last straw.
Yeah.
She has a really bad day.
I love it.
And it is really good. There's nothing in the movie that's funny. And we just finished watching Wheel last night, and I just threw the remote, and I said, pick a movie. I don't care what you pick. I'm going to go do dishes. And she picked Straw, and I was blown away. A ship holding thousands of cars sank in the Pacific Ocean yesterday, weeks after a fire broke out on a deck that was holding electric vehicles, stoking industry concerns about transporting highly flammable batteries. The 600-foot-long Morning Midas had been adrift at sea since June 3rd when flames broke out and the crew was forced to abandon ship.
Ooh.
It was carrying 3,000 cars, including 800 EVs, when it sank in international waters approximately 3 miles deep. It had been weakened by fire damage and intense weather. Most of the vehicles on board the vessel were made in China and headed toward Mexico. The sinking raises concerns about the dangers of the highly flammable lithium-ion batteries typically used in electric vehicles.
Oh, I'm sure cars catching fire was fairly regular, or is fairly regular, but you can put a combustion engine fire out fairly quickly. Lithium-ion batteries? There is nothing on earth that'll put that out without burying it in dirt.
Well,
even if you sank it in the ocean, would it still burn?
No.
It would burn in the water.
Well,
it
would
burn in the water?
Forever.
Until the lithium-ion is burned out, yes.
This is why I don't understand how they know for a fact you're not getting on an airplane with one of those batteries in your car. They ask you, you have a laptop battery in there, a phone charger? And everyone goes, no, no, no. Well, yeah, people do.
Well, but the airlines have now, or at least are moving in this direction. You can take a lithium ion battery in your carry-on.
Yeah, but you can't.
But you cannot store it below.
Correct.
Because if that thing catches fire mid-flight, we're going down.
Well, it's also the pressure and the extreme cold because the cargo area is not temperature regulated.
So the USA Today is out with 7 signs that you have a toxic manager at work.
Oh, okay. We do not, but if we did, we are 7 signs.
We have a great boss.
Okay.
He's really good. His name is Alan.
Can I give you what I think would be the number one?
Okay.
Toxic boss.
Toxic boss traits.
The 5 p.m. on a Friday, you need to stay late and get those TPS reports done.
Let's go with making unrealistic demands.
Okay.
Number 5.
Is phone calls or emails after work hours on there?
I think that would be the
unrealistic demands.
The same category, yeah.
Sam, you've had more bad bosses than I have? Do you have a guess?
You had one years ago, not in this building.
It was a whopper.
Not in this building, but at your old job.
Let me tell you about Scott. No.
I can still remember his name.
Passive aggressive, condescending conversations. Is that on there?
Let's go with they don't listen and lack empathy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's number three.
Micromanagement.
Number four. Very good.
That's number four?
Yep. Come on, guys.
Won't let you take time off.
I think that would fall under unrealistic.
Yeah, I think we need to broaden.
I know. We are blessed with a great boss, so I don't.
Dana's like, what has happened to me that makes me angry?
Didn't give me Royals tickets tonight?
I think that would fall under lacking empathy. All right.
Spreading rumors.
Okay.
Gossip. Ooh.
Here, I'll just go in reverse order. Number
seven. Complaining about employees?
Number seven, they reject feedback or retaliate against you.
Okay.
Number six, they play favorites or pit employees against each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five is unrealistic demands.
What about blocking promotions?
No. Number four, they micromanage.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, they don't listen or lack empathy. Number two, I'm surprised you guys didn't get these. They take credit for your work.
Okay. Oh, that's horrible.
And number one, they throw you under the bus.
Yep.
That is the number one sign.
Taking credit for your work is like the opposite of throwing you under the bus. Like, well, I did this when you didn't, and then they did that.
That's true.
From the text line, skimming profits. No, that's not toxic. That's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, and you didn't really get into Cobra Kai, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Looks like Martin Cove, he is...
he was here for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Johnny's original coach in the movie Karate Kid, and he obviously returns for Cobra Kai. And looks like Martin Cove may have taken his character John Kreese's motto a little too far. The Cobra Kai actor, who is now 78, reportedly kicked out of the Washington State fan convention after being accused of assaulting his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, over the weekend. Hannah Kim telling a police officer working the event that Cove allegedly bit her arm, and when she yelled out in pain, he began kissing the area on her arm that he bit.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, did she think that it was a Kiss concert?
Right. What, are you front row and Poison's on stage?
I still can't believe you let a woman bite you twice. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What was I so? No.
She bites you once, that's on her. She bites you twice, that's on you.
What was I supposed to do, hit her?
What she did to you, chomping down on your arm, is battery.
I don't dispute that.
The fact that she went in for a second bite.
Successfully. Broke the skin.
I don't have words.
Well, can you imagine?
I'm not saying you hit her, but like I don't know. I don't know what you should have done. You don't let her bite you twice.
Well, I'm not going to hit her. Can you imagine if I'm at a rock and roll concert with all the dudes that are going to be there and I punch a woman in the face? I'm a dead man.
Right.
On work tickets.
Right.
On work tickets.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
You always feel like you have to behave, just like really behave.
No, Dana, I just behave.
If you're there, I'm asking for anybody. It doesn't matter where you work. If your boss asks you, hey, do you want to go to the Royals game? When you are there, company adjacent, you have to behave.
That's not company adjacent. That is company time.
I know it.
It's like the employee Christmas party or the company Christmas party.
Which is dead, by the way. No one does that anymore.
You're at work.
For those of you who missed it, by the way, we were talking about somebody biting somebody yesterday on the program, and Scott shared that he was bitten twice, front row at a Kiss concert, because he wouldn't buy that bee a beer. Bee.
No, she called me a bee.
I know.
Twice.
Well, she's also
a bee. Twice. She probably said that, buy me a beer,
it's
bee.
The language notwithstanding, it's the biting. I cannot believe she bit you twice, like an alligator in Florida.
I do hope that this actress is okay, but from the text line, bite first, bite hard, no mercy.
Really?
You know, I'll tell you this. The worst part about that night at the Kiss show.
Assaulted twice?
Let me tell you a funny story, if I can, about that show. It was one of my brothers and my favorite bands is Kiss. And Bob Edwards down the hall at The Rock knows that. And Brenninger, he's always my ride or die at concerts. But because I knew these seats were front row at a Kiss concert, I originally had called my brother to see if he wanted to come up from Wichita and join me front row at Kiss. Now, at the time, I just knew I had Kiss concerts. I didn't know they were front row. So he had two young children at home, and his wife was like, do you have to go to the concert? We got a one-year-old son at home, right? And I could really use your help. And, they had a young daughter as well. Anyway, I asked Brenninger, I'm like, dude, you want to go to the show? And he's like, yeah. So we get to the show, and I hand the lady my ticket. She goes, Oh.
You know it's good when they go, oh.
Yeah, I need to give you a wristband.
Let me give you a special wristband.
So she puts this wristband on my left arm, and I looked at Brenninger, and I go, we must have pretty good seats.
Yeah.
And so we start walking, and we get closer and closer to the front, and she goes, these are your two seats, gentlemen. And they're right in the front row. I called my brother on myself. It was before the show started.
Bet you wish you'd come along.
And he goes, what's up? And I go, well, Poison's about to come out here in a minute. I just wanted to let you know I am sitting front row with Mike Brenninger right now. And my brother goes, front row at a Kiss concert?
Yep.
And I hear my brother's wife in the background go, I'm so sorry.
Diapers ain't going to change themselves.
No, it's not. A new survey of 2,000 adults who have traveled within the past year explored the appeal of the days leading up to the vacation along with post-vacation blues that always come after. Results found that throughout all the stages of being on a trip, no feeling compares to actually being at the destination.
Duh. And we had to study that?
I know. Although 28% of Americans say planning the trip is the most fun part about a trip. And 78% agree that traveling back home is the worst part.
Oh, yeah.
I don't disagree with that necessarily, but haven't you been on a vacation that you thought, it was a nice vacation?
But you're ready to come home.
But you're ready to come. I remember going to Italy one year when Sean and I were married, and we stayed a little longer than I think we needed to. And we had one young child at the time, and I think we were on day 10 in Italy. And I remember at that point I was homesick. I missed my kid, and I was ready. That next day, I think we left on the 11th day. That day couldn't get there fast enough because I was ready to go home.
10 days is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
The best part about the vacation is if you have like 4 or 5 days at your vacation destination is like day 2 and day 3. Because day 1, you're still kind of thinking
about
work. You're still unpacking. Mm-hmm. Day 2 and day 3, you're just there. You're loving life.
And you know that there's many days. Mm-hmm. Because like every time we go to Cancun, except on the very last day that we're there, we'll be in the pool. And, the resorts aren't far from the airport.
Yeah.
And so you can hear and see these planes
I know.
Heading north.
But then you get that dread feeling like, it's over, it's time to go
and
back.
And so we've got this funny little skit. Every time we see a plane fly over, and they're always heading north or northeast heading to Europe, and I'll look at T and I'll go, man, that's going to be us someday. And she looks down at me in the pool and she goes, yeah, it is. But not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Nerds.
I know, we are nerds. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
If you had to guess the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4, what would you guess, Sam?
1 to 4?
Yep. Like my first thought was choking. I was just going to say I'm going to give you an example. Like that was my first thought. It is not choking.
If you say gun violence, I'm just going to quit my job.
Some sort of common illness, like the common cold or something.
According
ridiculous?
To the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4. It is the second leading cause of death in children ages 5 to 14. And we might bring this story back tomorrow. Channel 41 has a great story. It is something that can happen in an instant, as a Kansas City, Kansas family discovered just last month. Then they run the dispatch audio, which I don't even want to play it because no. My heart was racing just reading it. Mm-hmm. Call comes in on May 4th. They've got fire and ambulance on the way. The dispatcher says, how old is the baby? And the caller says 3 or 4. Boy or girl? Boy. They get firefighters and an ambulance rushing there. They say people were panicking. It was a pool in the backyard. I run back there. I see a child by the pool. I see family trying CPR. And then the officer says, I go over and take over CPR. They were told the child had been in the water between 5 and 10 minutes. But, quote, after watching the video, it was 8 to 9 minutes. Mm. So you were still doing CPR until firefighters arrived? The officer says, yes. Paramedics, everyone gets there. They rush the kid to KU. They get him breathing again. He is going to make a full recovery.
With no oxygen to his brain for 8 to 9 minutes.
And was underwater 8 to 9 minutes.
That's a miracle.
And doctors say it is rare, but with young children, it can happen.
Huh.
We have already had several drownings in Kansas City and Kansas City adjacent already this summer season, the pool season, which has been open, what, 5 weeks?
Since 4 weeks? Memorial Day, so about a month.
About a month. Watch those babies around the family pool and the backyard barbecue. They are saying it is nearly a miracle that that child survived.
French scientists have discovered a new blood type in a woman from the Caribbean island of Guadalupe. The woman is the only known carrier of a new blood type dubbed Guada negative. This is from CBS News, G-W-A-D-A negative. The discovery was made 15 years after researchers received a blood sample from a patient who was undergoing routine tests ahead of a surgery. The scientific association, the EFS, had until now recognized 47 blood group systems. I don't know what that means.
Do you know your blood type?
I do.
I didn't learn mine until this January, but I know it now.
Really?
Huh.
Today is World UFO Day. It was on this day 78 years ago on a warm June night that a guy named Kenneth Arnold, who claims he was totally sober, says he witnessed 9 high-speed crescent-shaped objects in Washington State.
Now, why would you challenge that claim of sobriety?
I didn't. The story says he was totally sober. Oh. I'm just reading from the story. Birthdays today. Mick Fleetwood is 78. Lionel Messi is 38. We got to run. Bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.